Hi, Vashon, please.
Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. It's regarding your inquiry for the Double Provera lawsuit. Are you still interested in participating?
Oh, yes, I was. Mm-hmm.
Do you have an attorney at the moment?
No, I do not.
Okay, and were you by any chance diagnosed with meningioma after taking Double Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me go ahead and make a note of that. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Double Provera lawsuit, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have an attorney. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I do not.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm, okay. And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Double Provera for at least 1 year, is that correct?
Yes.
Was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It's of the frontal lobe of my head.
So the brain, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when was the date of diagnosis?
Oh, I don't know the exact date, but I think it was 2010 or 11 at Beth Israel Hospital in New York City.
New York City, okay. Let me jot down. So for the intake, I do have to put an actual date, even if it's just a guesstimate. Do you know if it was for sure in 2010 or 2011?
Yeah, it was springtime. I remember it was springtime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's
so would you say April, March?
Yeah, it was about April.
Okay. So April, beginning of April, end of April, middle?
It was around Easter. So it was, let's say middle.
Okay. So we'll put 420. And then would it be safe to say 2011?
Yeah. I have the films somewhere, but my house, I have crap everywhere. I don't know what happened there. I still have the film.
Yeah, no problem. For now, we can put 420 of 2011, and then we can always modify later if need to. And again, I'm sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with meningioma. How are you feeling presently?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. One day at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can I get your date of birth, please?
8/10/1975. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know of any family or friends that were also injured by the Double Provera that were able to assist?
No.
Okay. No problem. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yeah, I used Depo Provera from New York Hospital, yes.
Okay. And let's see. So there are three different types. Do you remember it just being Depo Provera, or do you remember it being Depo, sub-Q Provera, or generic?
I don't know. When the doctor give it to you, they just say, Provera.
Okay, I'll put just Double Provera. And then, let's see here. Did you use Double Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months?
I use it longer than a year, yeah.
Okay. And then within
every 3 months.
Every 3 months, yes. Within 1 year, can you please confirm that you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And then when did you start using Depo Provera? And again, we can do a guesstimate.
Okay. I used it. I was in college and high school. So like 90-something. It was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it was 96.
Okay. So 1996. And then was that in the spring, summer?
No, that I started it in winter. I remember it was like winter.
Okay. So like October, November?
Let's say November.
Okay.
I remember taking the bus.
Beginning of the month, middle or end?
Middle.
Okay,
middle.
We'll put 11/20 of 1996. Okay. And then when did you stop using Depo Provera?
I was taking it for probably 2 years.
Okay. So then you stopped in like 1998, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you say like winter of 1998?
No, it was spring.
Spring.
I started taking birth control pills then.
Okay. So spring 15th, is that safe to say?
Let's say. I'm not
okay.
Sure. This was long.
We can put 4/15 of 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And then let's see.
I'm going to say, let's say 95 to 97.
95 to 97?
97. Yeah, I left college in 97. I was not. Yeah, so let's do 95 to 97.
Okay.
What happened?
1995. Let me change that. 1995. 1997.
What?
Okay.
And I would say it was winter of 97.
Winter? Okay. So we'll put 11 as well. November 15 of 1997, you stopped? Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And let me just enter your name in this section. Do you have a middle initial?
Yeah, it's D.
D as in dog?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get your social security? And this is for the law firm to match your medical records. They will do an identity verification.
058-589-227.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And can I was going to say, can I get your email? But it is on here. V as in Victor, H as in Harry, E as in Elephant, N as in Nancy, 0729@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the phone number, 917-674-0670. Is that a cell phone?
Yes.
What is your contact preference? Would that be a phone call, text, or email?
Email is fine.
And then best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Any time of the day is fine.
Okay. And then can I get your address, please?
167 Meadowview Drive, Middletown, New York.
View Drive, Middletown, New York. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 10940?
Correct.
Is there an apartment number?
I don't live in an apartment.
Okay. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
No, a doctor.
Okay.
A doctor and a nurse practitioner.
Got it. And then how many times were you injected with the product?
Every 3 months I received it.
So let's do the math here. 1990. So 2 years. 1995. Okay. And then that would have been 4 times per year. So I would say around 8 times total.
Yeah. About.
Okay. Does that sound right? Okay. And then let's see. I know you mentioned it was at New York Hospital.
Yes. That's what it was called. New York Hospital on 68th in York, in New York City.
68th.
In New York.
Okay, let me look it up really quickly.
Mm-hmm. It's called something else now, but that's what it was called then.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I looked it up, and it's called New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center now.
Yeah, that's what it was, New York Cornell.
Okay.
Cornell.
525 East 68th Street.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. Let me just enter that information in here. Do you remember the doctor's name?
No. I don't.
No. Okay. Let me see if we can look up a few doctors.
I don't remember. They had like a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the clinic. And
did you see like a few different ones? Is that why?
Yep.
Like I see.
You see like a nurse practitioner or you see the doctor depending on what you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't remember, like, we could at least put a doctor's name that you kind of remember,
I don't remember.
No, no problem. I'm looking up to see if by any chance we can find a name on here that sounds familiar.
It's like I think it was like a woman's clinic.
Okay.
I was in high school. My mom took me for birth control.
Yeah,
it was the woman's clinic.
There was they keep mentioning a name, Yvonne, a nurse, Yvonne, in the reviews.
I remember the first time you saw the doctor, and then you would see the nurse practitioner when you went to go get the shot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay.
But I don't remember who was the nurse, her actual name.
Okay.
And then sometimes it wasn't even the same practitioner. It was two different nurses that were. I remember seeing two different people.
Okay.
But I'm not. Yeah.
Let me write that in the notes. And it's not something that you can easily look up while we're still on the phone. You know how sometimes people have like the portals that they log into or any like old emails? I know it's been a while.
Back then we didn't even have all this.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't have portals. We really didn't.
Okay.
You went, you gave your insurance card, and that was it.
Okay, no problem. I did write that in the notes here. Let me enter their phone number. It's coming up as 212-746-5454. And then facility address. Here we go. Okay. And then now it's asking for your prescribing doctor. So this was the doctor who administered the double?
I have no idea.
So the prescribing doctor, I think it's kind of like the same question. I know they added some new questions to this intake that I'm getting familiar with these new questions here. So the prescribing doctor would be the person, I'll just copy and paste because it sounds like that's the New York Presbyterian Medical Center.
Yeah, it's just the hospital. When you go, like, to those women clinics, it's just like you're going there for birth control pills. You see who's available, and then you get that business.
It
wasn't so, you know, strategic like today. Like, today you see a doctor, you see, then it was like, hey, who's available? That's who you see.
Yes. Yeah.
Pregnant people go before the people who, you know, it wasn't that way.
Okay. I did copy and paste the same information in this section. And then as far as a pharmacy, so this was for any double related items, any medication you were picking up there for like the meningioma as an example. Just your local pharmacy. Do you have a local pharmacy that you would go to around that time?
No. The meningioma, when I got it, I was told by the doctor that I would just go every 6 to 12 months. I went to the, what do you call it? I would go to get a MRI. So they just monitored it to make sure it didn't grow. And then in 2021, I was having bad headaches, and then I had to get an MRI again, and that was here in Middletown. So it was just like, if it doesn't grow, we don't touch it.
Oh, okay, okay. So you weren't on any
like,
type of medication or anything?
No,
they were just monitoring
just like
it? Okay.
Monitoring it. You get a little headache, like take a Tylenol. I just get headaches and nothing, you know, nothing I can do at this point, unless it grows. It hasn't grown.
Got it. Okay.
So.
I'm sorry to hear about the headaches in 2021. Oh, no.
Thank you.
Do they continue now, or is it, like, ongoing? Or?
Yeah, they're ongoing, but, you know, as long as it doesn't grow, I'm just, like, happy with that part.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I had both for the initial.
Okay. And then let's see here. So now it's asking for information on your diagnosing doctor. So this
I was at Beth Israel Hospital.
I'm sorry?
I was sent to Beth Israel Hospital.
Beth Israel Hospital.
Yeah. And I don't remember the doctor's name. That was in like 2010, 2011.
That was in New York as well, correct?
Yes, New York
City.
It's on 14th Street. Like 14th, 12th Street, something like that.
It's showing up as, when I enter that in, it's showing up as Mount Sinai Beth Israel, and it's on 1st Street.
Mount Sinai, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Got it.
Let me enter this as well. Do you by any chance remember the doctor's name there?
No. I was sent there. I don't remember.
Okay. What was the doctor's specialty, the diagnosing doctor's specialty?
I don't even know. I was referred there by the emergency room who initially did, who found the meningioma.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just looking up to see if I can find any doctors. Yeah, the address, 281 First Avenue, New York, New York. Okay. Phone number 212-420-2000. And then I'm trying to get a list of doctors. For some reason, it's not as easy as just clicking on the website.
I know.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Let's see.
I think I had to go see the neurologist.
Neurologist. Okay.
Yeah, send me to neurology. I gotta find that. Probably my garage, that film.
Let me type in neurology on here. Oh, I guess it's just a doctor finder in general. Like, it's not really at the hospital. Let's see. Oh, I did find Emmanuel During, MD. He's a neurologist. Was it a woman doctor or a man?
It was a man.
A man, okay. Steven, I found a Steven. Selsa.
I don't know. That was, like 12 years ago?
A while back, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he Asian? Do you remember? There's a few Asian doctors on here.
No, he wasn't Asian.
American?
He was not American. I hate the stereotype, Marty. But.
Okay. And I'm also seeing, like, an Iranian doctor, Shahram.
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay, no worries. It might be this one then. He's a neurologist, Shahram Mahidi.
I don't know.
And he seems like maybe Middle Eastern or Iranian or something. I mean, what we can do is put him on here for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we need to change it later, we could.
Okay.
If that's okay with you, it might be him.
Okay.
He is a neurologist there at the hospital.
Larry, you know that big brown envelope with my MRI from Beth Israel? Did you see it? Is it downstairs in the closet?
Okay. And then let me just put neurologist.
Because I used it for Garnet. I gave it to them at Garnet.
They don't have any
measurements? I mean, I guess they can get it, but I'm just saying. That was long ago. Ham was like 4.
And Ms. Hendrickson,
yes.
Were there any prior cancer diagnoses?
No, I've never had one.
Ms. Hendrickson, right? Am I saying that right?
Hendrick.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I just had to do the MRI. I did it for like 1.5 years. I was prescribed just like pain medication, but that was it for the headaches. But I didn't get anything like crazy.
Okay. Pain medication for the headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Let me write that in the notes. You said the MRI, you did it for 1.5 years?
Yeah, probably a little longer, but I'm going to be safe by saying a year and a half.
Okay.
I went to open MRI in Brooklyn, New York, downtown Brooklyn. What is that?
Downtown. Okay.
Presidency, that one may be ours.
And then as far as your, I know we said that your doctor, the one that diagnosed you, Mount Sinai Beth Israel, is this the same doctor who treated you at that
no.
same hospital, or was it a different doctor who treated your meningioma?
No, I was diagnosed at, what was that hospital I was in when I fell out in Georgia? They took me from Long Island College. Was it? When I was in the hospital, I was in Long Island College, correct? I was in Long Island College Hospital, downtown Brooklyn, when the initial diagnosis, then they sent me to Beth Israel, and then from Beth Israel, I was seeing the Hip Center downtown, and then they were the ones sending me to... I was in three places, sorry. So originally I went to the ER. Then I was in Long Island College Hospital for a week. They then sent me to my regular doctor, the Hip Center, who sent me to Beth Israel. And then I was being seen by the open MRI downtown Brooklyn.
Okay.
So I was like all over the place.
Yeah. I see.
So Long Island College Hospital was first.
Okay,
that's
probably where we should put the diagnosing doctor. I'm going to have to change that. So why don't we,
okay.
I'm going to copy and paste that information in the treating doctor. And then
okay.
I will, yeah. So let me change that.
Because Long Island College Hospital, I was in the hospital for a week. There, because at first they thought it was a brain bleed, and then they were like, no, and then they sent me to get the MRI done
mm-hmm.
at Beth Israel. Well, I had to go to neurology at Beth Israel. Then Beth Israel is the one who said it was a meningioma, and then I had to go to my regular provider,
okay.
which was the Hip Center.
No problem. Let me I went ahead and changed that.
Okay.
And then let me look up Long Island College
Hospital. That was in Brooklyn, New York.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah,
that okay.
was in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Got it. Let's see. Long Island
College Hospital. They're called something else now.
Yeah, it is coming up as Long Island College Hospital.
Yeah.
And it says it's on Hicks. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it. Hicks Street?
Yes. So let me put that in the diagnosing part, because from there you were referred to Beth Israel. But we'll put this
yep.
as your initial location. And then do you remember the doctor's name there? I know, I keep asking.
No.
It's been so long.
I know.
But
I was admitted into the hospital
mm-hmm.
because I was having migraines. Like, I couldn't see. They were so bad.
I'm so sorry.
And they admitted me there.
Yeah.
Thank you. They admitted me there. And then from there, I was sent to Beth Israel to my primary. And then I was going to open MRI
mm-hmm.
downtown Brooklyn.
Okay. Let me put a phone number that I found on here. Let me see. This phone number is associated with a specific doctor. I see Dr. Smith, Allison, Dr. Epstein, Lawrence, Dr. Russell, Bernadette. None of those sound familiar.
I had a man, but I don't remember the name.
There's also Aslam, Dr. Aslam.
I don't know.
No. Okay. And then I found a phone number on here, 718-780-1000. Does that sound familiar?
I really don't remember. And that hospital is closed. It's something.
Mm-hmm.
It's called something else now, but
mm-hmm.
I don't
okay.
remember.
No problem. I'll put the phone number that I found online.
Yeah, I just know it was from the ER to their actual hospital.
Okay. Let's see. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma? I know you mentioned going to quite a few different locations, and it sounds
yeah.
like you were hospitalized because you said that you
yeah.
had an ER team.
Long Island.
Okay.
At Long Island College.
Okay. So what were the dates that you were hospitalized? Were you in there for a few days?
I was in there for a week.
For a week. Okay, that's right. You did mention that. Let's see. Hospitalized for a week. And I can just, I know you're not going to remember the actual dates, but I can just put on here around the time you were hospitalized. So you were diagnosed 4/20 of 2011, we determined.
Yeah.
So were you hospitalized around that time for a week?
Yes, that's when I got hospitalized, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then let's see here. Let me just write in the notes that you first initially you went to Long Island Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to write it in the notes here. And then from Long Island to Beth Israel, and then an open MRI downtown Brooklyn. Okay. And then I am required to ask, and the law firm will go ahead and review everything with you and explain the medical record situation. Most of the
mm-hmm.
time, the law firm obtains the medical records. However, I am required to ask, do you have a copy of your medical records?
No.
Okay. And let's see. You don't have a copy, but you do. You would. I mean, they exist. They're. We're able to obtain them. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then should the law firm require you to provide them, again, I'm just required to ask, but most of the time they obtain them, would you be able to provide them mail electronically or both?
I know I was in Garnet Hospital in 2011 during COVID, and they were able to see the documents, so I guess.
Okay. So I can just put here that you would be able to provide them electronically. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
If possible.
Okay, and then let me review everything. Let me see here. Just reviewing the dates really quickly. Okay. So far, so good. And then one last question. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
With.
Okay. Can I get their first name?
London, L-O-N-D-Y-N-N.
L-O-N-D-Y-N-N, okay. Last
correct.
Name?
Hendrickson, like mine.
Okay.
And her contact info is what is 917-627-3701.
3701. Okay. 917-627-3701. And relationship?
Daughter.
Okay. Is there an email that you would like to provide for London?
No.
Okay. Let me just put your email in this section.
Wait. She's not here right now for me to even give you an email. That's why I said,
no problem.
I don't know it.
It's okay. And then you guys, you both live in the same location, so I'll put that in here. 167 Meadowview Drive. Okay. So it looks like we have completed everything. I'm going to review everything with you one last time to make sure that there are no typos. If there is a typo, please stop me right away so we can correct it and it doesn't come out on the DocuSign. I'd rather just try my best to do it right the first time. So I'll do this really quickly. Before that, let me just review one last thing. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Yes.
I'll be right back. Alrighty, so let's go through this really quickly. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything with a law firm or another law firm. You are a resident and citizen of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year. The meningioma was of the brain. The date of diagnosis we determined around 4/20 of 2011. Date of birth, 8/10/1975. You did take the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera. And then you did take a double Provera for at least 1 year minimum, the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months. Within 1 year, you did confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. Usage start date, we determined it was around November 20th of 1995. Usage stop date, 11/15 of 1997. Female, single, first name, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, O N as in Nancy, E as in Elephant. Middle initial, D as in David. Last name, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S-O-N. Social Security 058589227.
Correct.
And then email address, vhen0729@gmail.com. Phone number, 917-674-0670. Mobile number. And then I have an address of 167 Meadow View Drive, Middletown, New York. And that's 10940. Does
correct.
Everything sound correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And I'm going to send you a DocuSign. It will go to your email once
okay.
you receive it. You can, let me log in really quickly. So once you do receive it, I will stay on the phone with you in case you have any questions on how to sign. Basically, it will prompt you on where to sign and where to initial, but I will be right here in case you need my assistance.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so okay.
Okay, so is it completed? Okay, let me look really
yes.
quickly here before we get off the phone to make sure that everything looks good. Signature. Perfect. Signature. Awesome. Okay, so now what will happen, I will be sending you a text message with my direct line. So
okay.
if any questions come up, please feel free to contact me anytime directly. And then I will also be sending you the law firm's information. It is
mm-hmm.
on the DocuSign paperwork, but I can also send it to you through text. I always advise saving it to your phone. So when they do call, you don't miss their initial call. Their initial call is just to confirm everything.
Okay.
So this is the last time you'll do the intake, but then they'll just confirm a few details with you and then give you any updates on your case along the way, okay?
Okay. Thank you so
much. Of course. I wish you the best and have a wonderful
thank
rest
you.
Of your day. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.